Welcome to 9to5Mac Daily for Wednesday, January 30th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. Apple has officially announced earnings results for the most recent holiday quarter, reporting $84.3 billion in revenue after issuing a rare guidance revision earlier this month, lowering expectations from $89 to $93 billion range to around $84 billion. That compares to $88 billion year over year, but still up from $78 billion during the same quarter 2 years ago. This quarter also marks the end of Apple reporting unit sales for iPhones, iPads, and Macs, although the firm Strategy Analytics estimates that Apple sold 65.9 million iPhones during the quarter, which is a 15% year-over-year drop. Apple's stock has responded positively to quarterly results, trading up since the negative reaction to missing guidance was already seen throughout January after Apple issued its guidance revision. Apple has also announced that it will adjust iPhone prices in some international markets where currency fluctuation has made prices climb beyond what consumers should expect. Tim Cook telling Reuters that Apple will adjust local prices in certain regions closer to where they were a year ago, quote, in hopes of helping the sales in those areas, end quote. This, of course, won't affect iPhone prices in the U.S. or markets that have seen iPhone growth. And during Apple's earnings call with investors, Tim Cook shared new services metrics touting 85 million monthly active users for Apple News, 50 million paid Apple Music subscribers, and 1.4 billion active devices in use. Apple also teased that its new video service with original content is coming in the future, but Tim Cook wouldn't share specifics yet. And TechCrunch has a new report that says Facebook has been paying teenagers $20 a month to install a sideloaded Facebook research app on the iPhone. The app actually just a repackaged version of its Anavo VPN that Facebook bought and Apple blocked for violating privacy policies. The app couldn't be distributed through the App Store, so Facebook reportedly used Apple's Enterprise Developer Certificate route, which lets companies deploy custom apps without the App Store. The Facebook research tracking app would tell Facebook which apps were installed on the iPhone, how and when each app was used, and even share internet browsing activity when encrypted. In response to the report, Facebook says it's closing down the program, although Apple has issued a newer statement saying that it has revoked Facebook's enterprise certificate that was abused to power the data tracking app. The sideloaded data tracking app doesn't affect Facebook's main app on the App Store, but it does illustrate an unhealthy relationship between Apple and Facebook. And starting Friday, Apple Music subscribers will be able to stream music on American Airlines domestic flights without paying Wi-Fi fees, thanks to a new partnership between Apple and the airline. And at Apple stores, new Today at Apple sessions have launched with an emphasis on design, health, photography, and more. More than 50 creative sessions will be available for free starting tomorrow. And finally, Apple is bringing back special activity challenges for Apple Watch customers. Starting February the 8th through February 14th, Apple Watch customers who close the 30-minute exercise ring every day for a week can unlock a special achievement in the activity app on the iPhone and animated stickers, including a cute running exercise ring with hearts. Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.